Thank you for joining us as we journey through the Bible together. Today's passage is Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave it to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Adam and Eve had everything they could have ever dreamed of. An open relationship with God. They lived in a literal paradise. And guess what? They had no in-laws. Just a little humor there. Life couldn't get any better for them, right? But then Satan came to convince them there was something they wanted but couldn't have. Satan is the master of twisting God's word and God's intentions. He convinced Eve that the prohibited fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden would not bring death, as God had said, but rather would make them like God. And Eve took the fruit, she ate it, she gave it to Adam. And at that moment, at that very moment, sin entered into the world, and along with it came disease and abuse and murder and war and death. Just as poison at the beginning of a stream contaminates the entire stream, so sin at the beginning of the human race, the stream of humanity, contaminates us all. All have sinned, Scripture says, and that sin separates us from God. Actually, God did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He sent His Son to pay the penalty for sin by Christ's death on the cross. And by God's grace, what was destroyed in Genesis 3 was repaired forever at the cross. Let's thank God for that. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to do for us what we could never do for ourselves, to die on the cross for our sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might stand before you righteous and whole. Our desire is to show our deep love and gratitude by letting our light so shine before men that they will see our actions, our good works, and give praise to you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.